The magic island of Euclidea in the South Pacific Ocean is a strange place, and strange things are going on near the island. When Jerry and Joan went out in the Euclidean submarine to capture Johnson's rescue boat, they expected thrills and danger, but were certainly not prepared for what has actually happened to them. The submarine came to the surface by standing on end in the water, and Johnson's boat came along right on schedule. But from there, the thing went all wrong. First, Johnson's boat did not stop, but went tearing along toward the location of the island. And next, Captain Bradford, in the Euclidean radio room, cannot get a message from Johnson. We look into the submarine as it races along after Johnson's boat.
Gee whiz, Joan, but my arm hurts from that magnetism holding them in one position so long.
My arms hurt also, Jerry, but we must not complain. Things could be so much worse.
I'll say they could. Johnson's boat could have been sunk back there. Then we'd have had something real to worry about.
Yes, and we know Mother and the captain are all right, for we heard their voices in the control chamber. And the captain's message to Johnson showed that...
Funny thing about that, though. Why didn't Johnson answer?
I think his radio must have... Oh, Jerry, look, my arm.
Huh? Oh, boy, we can move again.
You may move enough to come up forward to the control section at once, both of you.
Better let me hang on to your arm, Joan. It's sort of hard to walk on this narrow steel thing after sitting there so stiff all this time.
I like to have you hold my arm, Jerry.
Gee, do you?
Yes, then I can help you if you start to fall down.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You will sit over there, Cleostra, and you here, Hall. We will attempt to reach Johnson with a message.
Well, to tell you the truth, Commander, I can't figure what Johnson's up to when he refused to answer that message of the captain's.
It is a very peculiar situation. Perhaps Johnson was afraid of a trap when Captain Bradford said he was speaking from the Euclidean voice transmission chamber. But did not Johnson start to send a message and then stop?
Yeah. We heard his call letters, heard them repeated. Then the set went dead. Maybe it was your set here, Commander.
It could not be the transmission apparatus here. Mistakes are never made by Euclideans. This equipment is perfect.
Maybe Johnson figured he'd better, lay low until he was sure what he was getting into.
Naturally, Jerry, you have only stated the obvious.
Cleostra is correct. Your answer betrays no particular intelligence on your part. And if that is all you have to offer, we will proceed.
Proceed with what?
Our attempts to contact Johnson and warn him.
Warn him of what? He's heading right for the island, and that's where you want him to get, isn't it?
Precisely, but the island is submerged. He might miss it.
Golly whiskers, that's right.
And if the island should be rising out of the water just as Mr. Johnson's boat passed over it, his boat would be wrecked on the top of the island.
Precisely.
I wish you wouldn't say that precisely thing all the time. Sounds like G-47.
Is there anything about G-47 you find objectionable?
Oh, no. He's swell. Yeah, I like him fine. Only he kind of scares me with those surprises he's always springing. It's like finding a snowbank in a desert.
Oh, Jerry, please be careful. Remember that the commander may do as she pleases.
Okay, Joan. All right, Commander. Well, what do you want me to do?
Call Johnson. Advise him of the true state of affairs here and on the island. Ask him why he ran by us, and warn him to lay to before he reaches the position of the island.
Well, then what?
The generators will be kept active until this is settled. The apparatus is ready. There is the switch. You may operate it. Remember, close it before addressing any communication to me. Proceed.
Careful, Jerry.
I know. J-12C, calling J-12C. Jerry Hall on Euclidean submarine to J-12C. Hello, J-12. Hello, J-12. Jerry Hall for Captain Bradford, calling Johnson on J-12C. Hello, J-12. Hello, J-12. Oh, well, that doesn't do much good, does it?
You will wait a few seconds for a possible reply, then repeat.
Look, can I ask you a question, Commander?
You may ask a question.
I have told you about your speech, Jerry. You must learn.
Oh, well, golly whiskers. Can or may or whatever you want. What I want to know is if it's all right for me to ask you a question.
It is, if the question is proper.
Oh, it's a slick question.
Jerry, the commander will not understand slick.
Okay. It's a clever and vital inquiry as to the nature of a certain phenomena existing in the present situation. How am I doing, babe?
The major portion of your outburst was acceptable. To what do you refer?
Well, Magic Island, Euclidea. It's a secret from the rest of the world, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Then, how about all this stuff I'm putting out into the air over this radio now? calling Johnson and signing this boat, telling him all about the island, well, and all that.
These waves do not reach beyond the island and are strictly directional.
You mean those waves go out only in a straight line to the island and then stop there?
Precisely.
But don't the signals get weak at the end of that distance?
No, Jerry. When one of your motor cars runs just so far on one charge of gasoline, does it run slower because the gasoline is nearly gone?
Well, of course not. It just runs till the gas is gone, then stops suddenly, all at once.
So it is with the Euclidean voice transmission beam.
An excellent explanation, Cleostra. You have done well for so young a Euclidean student. Your question is answered now in terms which your limited mentality may grasp, I trust.
Yep. Just skip me. Act like I'm not here.
But you are here, Jerry.
Oh, thanks for noticing it. I was kind of doubtful there for a minute.
Enough of this. Send another message to Johnson Hall.
Okay. What'll I tell him?
Get him first. Silence, Cleostra. Transmit, Hall.
J-12C. Calling J-12C. Jerry Hall to J-12C. Hello, Johnson. Hello, J-12C. Jerry Hall to Johnson. J-12C. Calling J-12C. Calling J-12C. Hello, Johnson. Hello, J-12C. Oh, it's no use.
It would seem to be hopeless. I will take over the communication. Silence, both of you. S-1 to G-47. Commander S-1 to G-47. S-1, reporting.
Ready, G-47. Report, S-1.
Unable to raise Johnson boat. Your answer checks the proper operation of my beam. We are running a true southerly course to the island. Johnson's boat on surface, 8 knots in advance this boat. Cannot raise signal from him. Advise proceed.
What is Johnson's speed?
Stand by. SE-1.
Yes, Commander.
Check speed of boat on surface, 8 knots advance of this position.
Speed reading is discharge vibrations constant at 35 knots.
Excellent, that is all.
Very good, Commander.
S-1 to G-47. Speed of surface boat constant at 35 knots.
Correct, Commander. You will proceed on your course exactly.
J-12C to Captain Bradford on Euclidea. J-12C to Bradford.
Proceed, J-12C.
We'll talk only to Bradford.
Very well. Captain Bradford will take over.
Hello, J-12C. Go ahead, Johnson. Bradford to J-12. Go ahead, J-12C.
My relief operator has logged a lot of messages here that sound mad. Stories about the island of Euclidea and a transmission room on the island from which your messages have been coming. What's it all about?
Everything just as messages said. Jerry and Joan aboard sub which tried to board you. Why didn't you stop for it?
Did not see it. We were all down in the hold trying to stop leak in the oil tanks. Leaking badly. Think we'll run out of fuel before reach position of island. Making 35 knots now. 55 miles from island. Fuel supply will not last more than 25 miles at present rate of loss. Also danger from fire. Have you any instructions?
Take all possible precautions against fire. Run as far as fuel will allow. Then lay to and wait for aid. Advise exact position when you stop. Acknowledge.
Run until fuel exhausted, then lay to for aid. Advise exact position then. Is that all?
How about a G-47?
That is all.
Okay, Johnson, that is all.
Commander S-1.
Yes, G-47.
Proceed at your present speed. Orders later, that is all.
Present speed. Orders later, that is all.
Boy, are we going places and hearing things?
It is all very wonderful, is it not, Jerry?
I think you are learning a great many things of the efficiency and accuracy of the Euclideans. Are you not, Hall?
Oh, sure. You got a lot of swell scientific wrinkles, all right. But nobody on Euclidea knows anything about being a human being or having any fun.
You mean pleasure, relaxation? Is that what you call fun?
Sure. Have a good time. All this scientific work all the time's no good. Not good for you either.
We have ample recreation on Euclidea.
I have told Jerry about our general rest periods, when we may do foolish mathematical and electrochemical problems to suit our pleasure.
Yeah, I heard all about that idea of a good time, but I don't want any of it.
What is your idea of relaxation?
Let me ask you one first. Were you born on Euclidea?
I was. I was the first child born on the island, and I am the chosen commander of the submarine commander.
Isn't that wonderful, Jerry, to command this boat?
Swell, but what do you know about parties, dances, going to picture shows, skating, ball games, and, well, what do you know about any of that?
It all sounds very useless. We will not tolerate those things after Euclidea takes over the world.
But there is one thing very nice that I have seen, Commander.
What is that?
My mother's clothes. Oh, they're lovely.
Are they of Euclidean cloth?
You bet they're not.
Then they will not keep out light and sound rays. Anyone can see what you are doing and hear all you say.
Yeah, but in our world, people don't go around snooping into other people's business.
You mean you say and do as you please? There is no one to tell you how to spend your time, and your clothes are better than ours?
Oh, yes, Commander. Much nicer. I am sure my mother would let you look at some of her clothes if you would visit the yacht when we get back to the island.
I will. Silence. Such talk is stupid. You two remain here. I have business with the engineer in the bow.
Hey, Joan. I got an idea.
Yes, Jerry?
That Commander, I've got her wondering about this Euclidea thing.
I do not understand, Jerry.
Well, Captain Bradford said that he thought we'd find a lot of these Euclideans were just prisoners and would be on our side if they saw a real chance to get to our world and be free from all this.
But, Jerry, the Commander is a person of power and position on Euclidea. When Euclidea takes over the world, she will command all the fleets of the world.
Maybe, but she's a girl, a 22-year-old girl. And when you started to talk about your mother's dress being so fine and all, she pretty near forgot to act like a machine.
I'm afraid you are mistaken, Jerry. You will be disappointed if you look to the commander for any help.
Look, Joan, the only reason we can't plan to get away from all this is because the Euclideans know everything we say and do. That's right?
Yes, Jerry, and they always will.
No, they won't. When that commander left here just now, she switched off these microphones and amplifiers in this boat. And she did that so we could have a chance to talk. Get it, Joan? We can talk. Nobody can hear us. And the commander fixed it that way on purpose.